Colts Training Camp is presented by Verizon.
So how was your offseason, Andrew?
It was nice. A lot of time in this building, a lot of time rehabbing, but it was enjoyable. It actually was.
I mean, how did it feel when you finally started throwing almost 2 weeks ago, just to finally get out there and have a chance to do what you do?
There was no revelation. There was no aha moment. It's just another part of the process. And it's, I don't want to put any more stock in it than any other part, of this rehab process, if that makes sense. It's a step. It's gotten better every day. And hopefully we can keep taking the next steps.
You feel like you're getting stronger and stronger with the shoulder.
Yeah.
Every time you go out there.
Yeah, I do. I feel like I've improved a lot and still need to improve, obviously. And not just the shoulder. I think, when you have a surgery, your whole body feels it in a sense. And then I started to feel like I'm putting weight back on that maybe I didn't have, and sort of getting some strength and power and explosivity back. And, that's very exciting.
What are the next steps? What other hurdles do you have to clear?
Yeah, I think it's continue on this throwing progression and continue to get stronger and continue to get, to get comfortable in all positions. And, it's hard for me to look beyond really today's rehab session, because I think that's the approach I have to take and anybody has to take if you want to get truly healthy and if you want to get better than you were, before an injury. So my focus has really every day been, okay, how can I get better, than I was yesterday? And I think that's been positive so far, and I don't want to change that approach just because a training camp has started or practice is going on.
But on that note, if you miss some practice time, which we expect, and you have a condensed preseason, whatever you want to call it, how much will you lose in terms of timing or rapport with your receivers? You're a guy that likes to be out there every single
time. Yeah, no, I do. I love being out there.
Can you manufacture that in some way?
That's a good question. It's sort of one I don't want to think about because it's not doesn't affect me today, if you will. But I love practice, and I'd love to be out there for every practice, of every week. And I know that at some point I will be able to do that. No one wants to miss practice. No one wants to miss training camp. But I'm confident that when the time is right for me and when I'm able to practice and whenever that is, that I'll be up to speed and good enough to be productive in games and give this team, my best.
Andrew, I figure you've been in Indy somewhat this offseason, maybe a lot. Have you caught wind of the freak out Colts Nation's been having about you're not throwing, you're not throwing yet? Have you noticed it?
No, I have not. Are you telling me there was a freak out? Or no?
There still is a freak out.
There is a freak out. I would say that there's no reason to freak out. I will be better than I was coming into this. I'll be better coming out of it. I know that, and I don't know what day it's going to be. I don't know what week. I don't know when it's going to be, but I definitely will be, and there's no reason to freak out. And on that note, I mean, football's the greatest team game in the world. No one person is bigger than the team, and I've always felt that. And I know we've got a solid team that's forming, at this complex, and so no reason to freak out.
I mean, how many throws are you rehabbing?
Is it 5-6 days a week? Yeah.
And is it fair to say you're on a schedule,
mm-hmm.
and you guys know where you sort of need to be at each phase? So doesn't your schedule sort of show, not that you're going to share it, but okay, I should be maybe ready for here. I should be ready for the 10th. I mean, in your isn't it sort of there, but you're not sharing it or not?
Yes and no. I think from what I understand, everybody responds to surgeries differently, and everybody's truly, truly differently. There are rough parameters that you'd say, yeah, maybe you should be here by this date or should be there by this date. But I know I haven't felt, I felt like how I've progressed is how that I needed to progress and how my body and how my shoulder would handle things. So I haven't been too worried or too caught up in I need to be here by a certain date or here by a certain date because then I think it's unfair to the process that I'm going through with, the doctors, trainers, rehab, everybody. And it's also a dangerous game to sort of count backwards from a certain date and say, all right, if there's a date in late August or September or whenever that you have to be ready. I think that's completely unfair to the process, and will end up causing worse issues if you're skipping steps, you know, in the long term and probably in the short term, than if you really truly do it right. And that's what I feel good about, is that I know we're doing this right. Like, I really do. I think great doctors, great physical therapists, great strength work, great conditioning work, you know, great rehab work. I don't feel like we're skipping any steps. I feel like, I know I've tried to be, and everybody around it, very methodical through this whole process, and we're not going to rush it. I think that'd be the worst thing that we could do.
So the end game is to be back to where you need to be, not September 10th, or
could be the same? The end game is for me to be better than I was before I got injured, and I don't want to put a date on that, sure. If that makes sense. I think that's really sort of unfair. And I know that when I'm playing, that things are going to be weird for a sense. And from the guys that I've talked to that have gone through shoulder injuries, at this position, that it's different. And it takes a little time to sort of find the groove, if you will, and find the rhythm. But I think if we continue to stay vigilant with this process, and doing it the right way, that I will find that groove, and I will be better than I was going in.
Andrew, fans, you're not committing to,
fans hear that you're throwing, and that the automatic presumption is always back there throwing the football, overhand, winging it around. Are you able to throw? Did you start with a football? What kind of process of throwing?
The process of regaining thrown starts way before picking up a tennis ball, and this process starts. Really, I guess, in theory, when the surgery ended, but there's a lot of strength work and mobility and range of motion and stability work that goes into just being able to pick up something, let alone, wing it back and sort of toss it. So I hesitate to get in the specifics of what I did or where I was, but I start with a tennis ball.
Or have you thrown a football yet?
I'm not going to get any more specific than okay. I started with a tennis ball. Okay. In honor of Wimbledon, that was fun to watch.
Andrew, as much as it's been tough physically for you, from a mental standpoint, you've been out 7 months now.
Yeah.
How tough has this been mentally for you?
Yeah, the mental part was not fun and was not easy. The adage patience is a virtue, it's tested my patience, and I know at times that I can be unpleasant to be around with the guys that I work with on a daily basis for 8-9 hours a day, and I commend everybody's sort of patience on handling me in certain times. But I think that, and this is cheesy and corny, but I do think the mental test, let's call it that, the physical test will in the end make me better than I was before, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever you want to call it. I do think I have the opportunity to improve in all of those areas.
Andrew, when you have thrown, last question, whatever you've thrown,
yeah,
how does the arm feel? And by that I mean, does it feel different than it did last year?
Yes, it does feel different than it did last
Not
year because it's
strength, but
yeah, because I still have ways to go in strength. Okay. I still have ways to go. But I know that every day it's improved, and that I really feel this way, and especially in the past couple of weeks, month, that, wow, I see the light at the end of the tunnel, if you will. I truly feel in my mind, in my heart, that I know I'm going to be better. I really, really know I'm going to be better. And so I'm really trying not to lose focus of that and not get sideways just because, we have a team practice tomorrow. To everybody's credit in this building, from Mr. Irsay to Chris Ballard to Chuck to Chud, Shoddy, the doctors, the trainers, I have not felt any undue pressure or unwarranted pressure, I think, to do something that might not be in my best self-interest. And it's weird to sort of be selfish in a sense. But again, from talking to guys and the trainers and the doctors and everybody, you sort of have to make sure you take care of yourself in a situation like this. And I feel like what the Colts are providing is what's best for me, absolutely. So, and that's why I'm here. That's why I've been here rehabbing. That's why I've been here training.
Colts Training Camp is presented by Verizon and sponsored in part by Bud Light and the Hoosier Lottery.